This is KUT. Last year, a construction crew working at the Oakwood Cemetery in East Austin discovered a series of unmarked graves. They found human remains and other artifacts buried beneath the cemetery chapel. Since then, city leaders and residents have been weighing in on how best to proceed with the construction project and how to restore dignity to those grave sites. As KUT's Saida Hassan reports, they've come up with a plan for how to move forward.
The city plans to exhume and rebury most of the 25 graves thought to be underneath the Oakwood Cemetery Chapel, but they won't be able to remove all of them. Kevin Johnson is with the Austin Parks and Recreation Department. He serves as project manager for the chapel restoration.
There are some that are located in some very difficult areas directly underneath the structure of the building, and so to exhume those would not be possible. But our solution or our proposed recommendation is to remove all the burials that we can safely recover.
I met Johnson at the historic cemetery in East Austin, just outside the chapel. This area is part of what was once a burial ground reserved for people of color. The site has been sectioned off since discovery of the burials halted construction. The Parks Department, which manages Oakwood and other city-owned cemeteries, has hosted two meetings to get public input on what should be done with the chapel project. And there's no clear consensus among residents. Some said the bodies should be reburied elsewhere, while others said they should remain where they are and that the chapel should be moved. According to the city's final report on the project, relocating the chapel is not a viable option. Kim McKnight with the Parks Department says their recommendation to exhume the bodies is based partially on precedent from other cities.
We do know that this has happened all over the country. We are doing everything we can to understand what happened here and to provide the community with as much information as we have.
Speaking at a press conference in March, Councilmember Ora Houston questioned whether the chapel was knowingly built on top of burial grounds for people of color.
My heart stopped when I heard that in 1914 a chapel was built on top of graves, because I'm sure at that point people knew that there were graves in that particular section of the cemetery. And so that the lack of humanity hit me at that point.
Kim McKnight with the Parks Department says we may never know the context of the chapel construction. Records from that time are lacking. But she sees the restoration project as an opportunity to record that history for future generations. Archaeologists plan to study the remains to try to determine their age, sex, and anything else they can learn about the people buried there. For now, construction of the chapel remains on hold. Saida Hassan, KUT News.